job, and I needed to put my trust in God and make sure that I knew He was going to take care of it. And I went to the doctor, I got my x-rays done, and nothing was broken, and they told me to take a week off, and I was back to running that next Monday. And it was just an awesome experience, not getting hurt, but just seeing how God worked through me getting hurt and how I was able to trust Him through that. But I'm going to go to prayer first, and then I will get to the rest of the message. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank You for this beautiful day out today, Lord, and thank You for the people that came here today. Just speak through me and help me be a light to these people and just soften their hearts and help me just to bring Your word how You would like me to bring it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, will you please turn your Bibles to Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now, starting in verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may not eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as the gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and did eat it. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons." Here you see Adam and Eve did not trust God enough to say, Lord, You told us not to eat of this tree, but we think our way is better, so we're going to do it anyway. And they were just too prideful to trust God and let Him dictate their choices. And instead, they thought they knew what was best and what was more important, and they said no to God. And can you please turn to Genesis 22:1. Starting in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of the Lord which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, and he said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Here you'll see Abraham showed blind faith in God. He didn't ask any questions. When God told him in verse 3, take your son up and offer him as a sacrifice, Abraham didn't ask any questions of God. He just said, okay, and he took his son and he went. He trusted God enough to say, if this is truly your will, then this is what I'm going to do. Later you'll see that he didn't offer his son as a burnt offering. There was a ram stuck in the thicket, and he offered him. And God rewarded Abraham for his blind faith in Him and didn't make him sacrifice his son. And if you can turn with me to Hebrews 11:6. Here it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, speaking to you, to anyone that is a Christian, you can't serve God in the way he has intended you to serve him if you don't place your faith in him and don't trust him at all. And for you to serve your purpose as a Christian, you have to trust God every day in just the little things, whether it's finances or whatever it is. You have to put your trust in God if you're going to serve him. And you might be hearing, and maybe you don't know God and you don't even know what it's like to trust him. Well, I'm going to walk through the Romans road and show you how to make God your personal savior. In Romans 3:10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Here it's saying, none of us are righteous enough for heaven. We've all sinned, and we all deserve eternal life in hell. In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are good enough. We all fall short of perfection, and we can't get to heaven without God. And in Romans 5:8, it says, but God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We all were, if you're a Christian, are on our way to hell. And if you don't believe that Christ died on the cross for our sins, you will spend eternity in hell. But God made it that we don't have to go to hell. He died on the cross. He sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. And if we believe that, we will spend eternity in heaven with God. And in Romans 10:9-10, it says, says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here it's showing you exactly how to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. It says you need to know that you are a sinner, and you need to know that you have sinned and you're on your way to hell. But it says, and if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, it's talking about Jesus. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again, you will have salvation. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach here today, Lord. And just if there is anyone unsaved, and if they have any questions, let them please come to one of our pastors, Lord, and talk to them about that. And don't let them wait another second without coming to you, Lord, and confessing their sin and just taking you on your offer of salvation, Lord. And I just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Josh. Well, we're going to go ahead and close. And let me say this. You are welcome to stay for our Linger Longer. If you're a visitor,